And blessings be multiplied to you, precious friend. Welcome to the broadcast. I'm Wumi Ademola, your partner in the pursuit of intimacy with God. Previously in the teaching series, Knowing God's Voice, we've answered 3 out of the 4 questions which we set out to discuss. We've talked at length about the topics, why must I know God's voice, how can I tune into God's voice, and how does God speak? What does His voice sound like? It's been a very intensive and in-depth study, so it's absolutely impossible for me to recap everything that we've been doing over the past couple of weeks. To get the best out of this study, beloved, you really need to hear all the teachings in the series. So if you missed any of the past shows, please catch up by visiting our website, www.dominionlifestyle.org, and that's Dominion Lifestyle. .org. Visit that website, click on the broadcast link, listen to the archive episodes, and you'll be able to flow with the entire study. It's really great stuff, and I guarantee you by the Lord, you're not going to be the same. To Him be all the glory. Well, today, we're going to begin to talk about the 4th and final question in the series, and it's this. How can I be sure that the voice I'm hearing is really God? How can I be sure that that dream, that vision, that angelic visitation, that voice that I seem to have perceived deep from within me, how can I really tell that it's God? Now, let me start by saying that right from the dawn of creation, 3 main voices have been speaking to mankind. Right from the time God created the very first man, Adam, 3 main voices have been speaking to the entire human race since that time. The first voice is the voice of God. This is the very first voice that the very first human being, Adam, heard. We see this recorded in Genesis chapter 2, verses 16 through 17, where the Lord God commanded the man, saying, "Of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." So commanded implies that God spoke to Adam. God commanded Adam in a vocal voice. So God spoke to Adam, and Adam heard His voice. So the very first voice that has been speaking to mankind right from the beginning of creation is the voice of God. The second voice that man has heard and has been speaking to man right from the beginning of creation is the voice of the serpent, that is, the devil. Serpent is another name for Satan, according to Revelation chapter 12, verse 9, and also Revelation 20, verse 2. Satan is referred to as that serpent of old, called the devil and Satan. And so, the serpent in Genesis chapter 3, the next chapter, we see the serpent, Satan, speaking to Eve. Now, some erroneously think that Satan is not a literal being. They think he's just some fictional character that has 2 horns and a long tail and a fork, holding a red fork. Well, make no mistake about it, friend. The devil is real. He's a very real being. He's not imaginary. He has a real voice, and he speaks. He spoke to Eve, and he still speaks to people. Here we see him in Genesis chapter 3 speaking to Eve. Verses 1 through 5 reads, "Now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman," he spoke to the woman, "Has God indeed said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said to the serpent, we may eat the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, you shall not eat it, nor shall you touch it, lest you die. Then the serpent said to the woman, you will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. So here you see it. Satan and Eve dialoguing back and forth. Satan spoke to her. She heard his voice. So the second voice that has been speaking to mankind right from the beginning of creation is the voice of Satan, the voice of the serpent. And the third voice that has been speaking to human beings right from the beginning of creation is the voice of human reason, the voice of human reason, also called the voice of the mind, which is based on logic and what the five physical senses can perceive. So the voice of human reason speaks out of human logic and what its physical senses can perceive. In Genesis chapter 3, verses 6, we see how Eve reasons within herself, and later in Genesis chapter 3, verse 17, we see how she speaks to Adam. And that here is the voice of human reason. So verse 6, Eve reasoning within herself is the voice of human reason. And she later expressing what she reasoned within herself to Adam is also the voice of human reason. Verse 6 says, so when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desirable to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate. So she didn't just make that decision, she reasoned within herself. And that reasoning is the voice of human reason. And it was based on what she could perceive with her physical senses. She saw with her physical eyes that the tree looked good, and she saw that it was desirable. It appealed to her senses. It appealed to her mind. And she took of the fruit and ate. And so that's the voice of human reason. It's a voice that walks by sight instead of by faith. It sounds logical, but it's not from God. Verse 17, the Lord said to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife. So we can safely assume that when Eve gave the fruit to Adam to eat, she spoke to him, and that was the voice of human reason. So there are three voices that have been speaking to mankind right from the beginning of creation, right from our very first parents, Adam and Eve. And number one is the voice of God. Number two, the voice of Satan. And number three, the voice of human reason. Those voices are still speaking to us today. And obviously, of the three voices, God's voice is the only voice that you and I need to be listening to. Just as we learned from previous episodes, God's voice will help you enjoy intimacy with God. When you can hear God's voice, you will be able to talk back and forth with the Lord, to dialogue with Him, to commune with Him. And of course, you know that communication is a very strong key in developing a very close relationship with anybody. So it's no different from the Lord. So knowing God's voice will help us enjoy intimacy with God. Knowing God's voice will keep you on the right path in life and off the wrong one. And also God's voice will keep you out of danger and show you into the way of prosperity and peace. Psalm 16 verse 11 says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. On the other hand, as we see from Adam and Eve's experience, both the voice of Satan and the voice of human reason will lead to death and destruction. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, and it also repeats the same thing in Proverbs 16 verse 25, there is a way that seems right to a man, but the end is the way of death. So here you see it. The voice of human reason sounds logical. It makes sense to the five human senses, but the word of God says, its end is death. Only the voice of God can take you and me to the place where we need to be in life. So it's very important that we really know for sure that whenever we hear something, we hear a voice or we have a dream, before we go off on it, before we act upon it, we need to be sure that it is the voice of God. Had Adam and Eve listened to God's voice and shunned the voice of Satan and their human reason, they would have stayed in the way of life and avoided the way of death. They would have enjoyed the pleasures of the Garden of Eden forever and would not have to be cast out to a life of toil and struggle. Friend, you and I must make up our mind to always follow God's voice so as to avoid heartache and tragedy, because God our Father never intended for you or I to navigate life's path by ourselves. Jeremiah 10 verse 23, the New Living Translation of the Bible says, "I know, Lord, that a person's life is not his own. No one is able to plan his own course." Yes, we're not able to plan our life's course. Only He, our Good Shepherd, can. And He wants us all the days of our life to follow and be led by His voice alone. As we follow His voice, we will enjoy a life of unprecedented peace and prosperity. Just like the famous Psalm 23 says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup runs over. Surely, goodness and mercy follow me all the days of my life." Did you see that? When you follow the voice of the Lord, only goodness and mercy will follow you. Danger will not follow you. Trouble, evil will not follow you. All the days of your life, you will live a tragedy-free, a trouble-free life just because you know how to follow the voice of the Lord. And over the past couple of weeks, we've discussed extensively about the various spectacular as well as the simple ways that God speaks. However, the truth of the matter is this. A lot of times, the voice of your human reason and the voice of the devil can sound very much like one of the ways that God speaks. It's very typical for the devil to try to mimic God's voice so as to deceive you, because Satan knows that if he came to you in his true form, all ugly and hideous, you won't pay attention to him. I mean, if Satan just came to you in his true form, in his ugliness and his stench and all that evil about him, you don't even need any discernment. Right away, he knows you're going to stay away from him. And so what does he do? He camouflages. He comes in disguise. Did you notice that in the Garden of Eden, he didn't come to Eve in his true form? He came to Eve as one of the creatures in the garden. He always comes in disguise. 2 Corinthians 11:14 says, "He transforms himself into an angel of light." So he will try to mimic God's voice with the intention of deceiving you. That's how he deceived Eve. Eve was deceived. She was tricked into believing that the serpent was a friend. She didn't know that it was Satan in disguise. And you need to be able to discern, to be able to see through his disguise, so that when Satan tries to deceive you by bringing a dream or a vision or saying something that's not God, when you know how to discern and tell the difference, then he won't be able to deceive you. You'll be able to see through his disguise. It's extremely important that you know how to tell the difference between God's voice and others so that you can see through Satan's disguise and not fall victim to his lies. You must scrutinize and test every voice that you hear, every dream, every vision, every angelic visitation that you have, and be really sure that it's from God. From my experience and study of scriptures, there are three major ways of knowing God's voice for sure. We're going to talk about the first way today. The first test, or the first way to test the authenticity of a dream, a vision, a voice, or intuition, whatever it is that you initially perceived to be God? The very first test is what I call the test of the Word. The test of the Word of God. Beloved, God will never ever say anything to you that is outside the authority of His Word. Psalm 138 verse 2 says, "For you," referring to God, "have magnified your word above all your name." So God's word is very important to Him. He puts Himself, it's amazing, but though He is sovereign and He's God over the entire universe, this verse tells us that our Father God makes Himself accountable to His own word. It says, "You have magnified your word above all your name." Therefore, God will never, ever say anything to you outside the authority of His word. He's brought His own self in submission to the very words that He spoke. So whatever He says to you, whether it's in a dream, a vision, the inward witness, a still small voice, an angelic visitation, or you hear His word through somebody, preached through somebody, or through a counselor, it will never contradict what He has already said in the Scriptures. Simply put, God's spoken word will always agree with His written word. That bears repeating. God's spoken word will always agree with His written word. This was the number one area where Eve erred and made a mistake. What Satan told her, totally opposite of what God had previously said. Now, God had previously said to Adam in Genesis 2, verse 17, this is what God said. He said, "But of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, you shall not eat, for in the day that you eat of it, you shall surely die." But when Satan came to Eve in Genesis chapter 3, he told her and he spoke something that was totally different. In verse 4, Genesis chapter 3, he said, "You will not surely die, for God knows that in the day you eat of it, your eyes will be open and you will be like God, knowing good and evil." And so what Satan said was totally contradictory to what the Lord had earlier said in Genesis 2, verse 17. Beloved, whatever God is going to ever say to the human race, He has already said it in the Bible. Everything He's going to ever say to you will always have its basis in the Word of God. You see, Genesis 2, 17 came before Genesis 3, 4. And so what Eve should have done was to just nullify whatever she heard after Genesis 2, 17. Beloved, anytime you hear or see something that's totally different from what God had previously said in His Word, know immediately that no matter how convincing it sounds or how spectacular it looks, it's not God. Don't listen to it. Don't accommodate it for a split second. Because everything God's ever going to say to you is going to have its basis in the Word of God. Everything that is ever going to say to the human race, He's already said it. And it's recorded in His written Word. And all that happens when He speaks to us in present time or in present day in various forms is just a revelation, a fresh and a new revelation of what He's already said. Just a deeper understanding. He's just shedding light on what He's already said, or He's bringing to light what He's already said. And so anything you hear, anything you see that's opposite of Scripture, what God has already said, trash it. Don't listen to it. It's not God. The moment Eve noticed the contradiction between what God had said and what she was hearing, she should have just disregarded Satan's voice instantly and saved herself the heartache that followed. Understand, listening to Satan's voice or the voice of your human reason will only bring heartache. Satan only came to steal, kill, and destroy. And therefore, you will do yourself a whole world of good not to listen to Him. Remember, Whatever he says is just out to destroy you. No matter how sweet it sounds, no matter how logical it sounds, the end result and intention of the enemy is to bring destruction upon you. So don't listen. Just stand on the word. That was what our Lord Jesus Christ did. When the devil came to tempt him, the devil told him something that was totally different from what had been written in scriptures. And the Lord Jesus Christ, unlike Eve, refused to listen to the devil, but resisted him sharply. Let's take a look at it. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 8. It reads, "Again, the devil took him up," that's Jesus, "on an exceeding high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory. And he said to him, all these things I will give you if you will fall down and worship me." So Satan was trying to get the Lord Jesus to worship him. This is totally opposite to what God had already said in the law, where he had said, "You shall have no other God beside me." And so in verse 10, the Lord Jesus replied the devil and said, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only you shall serve." Beloved, you need to understand, at least I strongly believe, that Satan came to the Lord Jesus Christ in disguise. He didn't come to the Lord Jesus Christ in his real ugly form. The scripture is not specific about it, but I strongly believe that Satan could have come like he came to Eve in the form of an animal or probably even another human being, just trying to sound convincing and charismatic and sweet. Or the dialogue could have been going on in the mind of our Lord. But the point is this, that the Lord Jesus Christ was able to see through the disguise of the enemy, that this voice is not from God. This is not God, because what Satan was wanting him to do was absolutely opposite of what God had said in his written word. And so the Lord Jesus Christ referenced the word that was already written. Because, beloved, like I said to you earlier on, whatever God's going to say to you will always have its basis in the word of God. If you can't back what you're hearing or what you're seeing or what you're experiencing by the word of God, then it's not God. You got to trash it. Every vision and dream and voice, revelation that God gives to you will always have its basis in the word of God. And so, like our Lord Jesus Christ, you need to say, "Away with you, Satan. I silence you, contrary voice, in the name of Jesus Christ." And you need to quote the scriptures and stand on the word of God. And when you do this, the Bible says in verse 11, the devil left Jesus. The devil will leave you. The devil will leave you. He will not be able to deceive you when you stay true to God. The Bible says the devil left the Lord Jesus, and behold, angels came to minister to him. Glory be to God. Understand, beloved, that the devil cannot deceive a person who knows the truth and holds on to the truth of God's word. So never compromise God's word. No matter how spectacular the dream, the vision is, or no matter how convincing the voice, do not pay attention to it if you cannot back it with scriptures. And if you have a dream, a vision, or revelation, or you hear a voice that you can back with scriptures, then be at peace that your Father and your God just spoke to you. It came from the Lord, and God spoke to you. Embrace it. Run with it. In Jesus' mighty name. In the next broadcast, we're going to begin to discuss the other two ways that you can prove the authenticity of the voice of God. Remember, there are three voices that always speak to you and me at any given point in time, every time it happens: the voice of God, the voice of Satan, and the voice of human reason. But when you know how to test the voices, you will never be deceived, and you will always follow only the voice of God all the time. And the first test that we discuss today is the test of the Word of God. I invite you to tune in again next time, and we'll discuss the remaining two tests. And I prophesy upon you by the Lord that you will never, ever be confused again. You will always be sure that the voice you hear is God's voice, and you will only follow the voice of your good shepherd, and you will dwell in his house forever. And you will lie down in green pastures, and you will enjoy a life of prosperity, of peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. God bless you.
Beloved, the greatest decision that you could ever make is the decision to accept God's free gift of salvation and give your life completely to the Lord Jesus Christ. Only Jesus Christ can give you abundant life on earth and eternal life in heaven. In John chapter 10, he says, "The thief comes but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But I, Jesus, has come that you might have life and have it more abundantly." And also in John chapter 14, he says, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And so I want to invite you today to make the decision to make Jesus Christ your Lord and your Savior, to surrender your life completely unto Him. And all you need to do is to surrender your life today and to place your faith 100% in Him. Ask Him to save you from your sins, to give you a brand new heart, and help you to follow Him all the days of your life. And if you make that decision today, the decision to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, I'd like to email you an e-copy of my book, Up Close and Personal with Jesus Christ. That book is going to help you to better understand what it really means to be a Christian and how you can live your life 100% for the Lord Jesus Christ all the days of your life. All you need to do is to email me at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. And that's knowinggodradio@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you. And also remember that you should feel free at any time to send me your prayer request and praise report at the same address. I look forward to hearing from you. God bless you.
Thank you for tuning into today's broadcast. We believe you have been empowered to grow deeper in love with God. If you need prayer or would like to share a praise report of how God has blessed you by this program, please feel free to email Wumi at knowinggodradio@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Knowing God Radio with Wumi Ademola is a production of the Dominion Lifestyle Media. For more information about our church or ministry resources, please visit our website at dominionlifestyle.org.